Business News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. 76-year-old boxing champion turned entrepreneur George Foreman has died. His family made the announcement on social media. Russ Thaler of CBS Sports has more on the champ.
George Foreman won a gold medal at the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City, turning pro the following year. And he won his first heavyweight championship in 1973 with a stunning second-round knockout of the previously unbeaten Joe Frazier. He lost that title to Muhammad Ali the very next year in the legendary Rumble in the Jungle. However, Foreman became the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history at the age of 45 when he knocked out Michael Moore in 1994.
George Foreman's cause of death was not announced. The Trump administration is revoking legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, telling them to leave the country.
President Trump's latest move to crack down on immigration has set its sights on immigrants who entered the U.S. through a parole program under the Biden administration. The process, which allowed entry to Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, was intended to reduce illegal immigration by providing legal pathways for migration. According to a Federal Register notice, the administration has urged affected immigrants to leave by themselves in the next 30 days or face arrest and deportation.
BBC's Merlin Thomas in Washington. 65 wildfires continue to blaze across Florida with no rain expected over the weekend. CBS's Christian Benavides is in southern Florida.
One after another, they filled buckets to target areas that are too swampy for firefighters to reach. Forest Area Supervisor Tom Colletti.
The vegetation is dry, but the ground is still saturated at a deeper level.
The fire has intermittently shut down the only highway to the Florida Keys. Robert Finlay ditched the drive and booked a flight to see his hospitalized son in Key West.
Just to get to my baby. He's 18 years old, but he'll always be my baby.
There are also wildfires in the Carolinas and Texas. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports London's Heathrow Airport is beginning what is expected to be a days-long effort to get back on track after a massive power outage stranded 200,000 passengers in the ripple effect.
This is totally random.
A Heathrow passenger captured the empty halls of the airport without power and shut down most of Friday.
Heathrow Airport is closed.
Flights started landing again just before sunset, but the ripple effect extends to airports in the U.S., including at Newark Liberty in New Jersey, where the British Airways counters were unstaffed.
Near Jacksonville, Florida, first responders continue the search into the night for four missing people, including two children, after a boat capsized near Mill Cove on the St. Johns River. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For 70 years, we've been known as the Humane Society of the United States. But as the challenges animals face have grown, so have we. We are now called Humane World for Animals. And with you on our side, we are going to end animal cruelty around the globe. Join us. Humane World for Animals. The end of animal cruelty.
A rare baseball card has sold at auction for $1.1 million.
He does get him high heat, 99, number 7 for Skeens.
It's Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Paul Skeens' card from his rookie season last year. The card includes a patch from the jersey he wore during his major league debut in May. The sale price was more than the $875,000 salary Skeens will make this season.
Struck him out with a breaking ball. Skeens versus Judge. My goodness.
Fanatics Collect, which held the auction, will donate the proceeds to the LA Fire Relief Fund. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A new exhibition in Paris celebrates the history of fashion as worn by Snoopy and the Peanuts Gang. Snoopy in Style pays tribute to Charles Schulz and the beloved creations by looking at the evolution of the characters' outfits and their context and influence in popular culture. This is happening just ahead of the 75th anniversary of the Peanuts comic strip. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night. Right now it's 48.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time. WRJN.
So bad.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
When they see me coming, but you don't. someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is my.
Ah! you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you fall. And I decided it's not a trip at all. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. To be brighter.
People let me put you wise. A Sue goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and the story from the guy who knows. I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew to say, I keep away from her, run around Sue, I pay that out. I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Boxing legend and businessman George Foreman has died, his family making the announcement on social media without mentioning the cause. CBS News New York's Steve Overmeyer looks at Foreman's life and legacy.
He was a boxer, a father, a preacher, but maybe most famously, a salesman.
Hi, I'm George Foreman, and this is my lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine.
The George Foreman grill sold more than 100 million units, and it earned him far more money than boxing ever did. He may have punched his way into history, but he laughed his way into our hearts. And in the end, George Foreman...